بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. باب الحث على الأكل من عمل يده. قال الله تعالى: فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله. وعن أبي عبد الله الزبير بن العوام رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لأن يأخذ أحدكم أحبله ثم يأتي الجبل فيأتي بحزمة من حطب على ظهره فيبيعها فيكف الله بها وجهه خير له من أن يسأل الناس أعطوه أم منعوه، أعطوه أو منعوه. This chapter is about earning halal wealth and the importance of making sure that whatever we earn is halal. There are two parts into it. One is, number one, trying to earn by ourselves and not be just burden on others, and especially not to have a habit of begging. And the second thing is, or the second point in this chapter is, the importance of making sure that whatever we earn is halal and we refrain from the haram. Both of these points are very important, and especially according to our situation nowadays, the second point is very and extremely important, which is making sure that whatever we earn, each and every penny that we earn, it's from halal. And we don't get ourselves anything from haram, we don't bring home anything that's haram, we don't eat anything that is haram, we don't dress anything that is haram, we don't wear anything that is haram, we don't use at all anything in our life that is not haram, that's not ours. This is extremely important. But first thing, let's go to the first subject, and that is the importance of earning and making sure that we don't just keep on begging people. We do something for ourselves so that we deserve getting whatever we are getting. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, if a person who doesn't have any wealth and he doesn't have anything to feed his family, he has no money, no wealth, but he has to eat himself, he has to fulfill his needs, that person, instead of going to people and asking for money, asking for food, is better for him to get a robe that any person can get it. Get a robe and go into the jungle and then try to collect wood, firewood, and then come back to the city. The reason, he said, for the robe, so that you tie all of that wood, carry it on your back, and then come back to the city, sell that wood to people, and then spend it on yourself, spend that money on yourself, is better than trying to go and beg people and trying to get it from other people without doing any work. A lot of times we neglect this responsibility of ours, and many people, they try to get it from others as much as they can. Whereas Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging us that spend whatever you use, spend from your own pocket. And try to be the person who would spend instead of a person who would take from others. Try to be the person who would spend more on your needs and others' needs than trying to get other people's money and spend it on yourself. This is the point Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is trying to make in this hadith. Many times we try to be dependent on others. And we try that we do less and get more. That is not a right thing to do. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is totally against this. He does not like this idea. He says, always spend from your own pocket. Whenever you are getting any benefit from something, try to spend something for that purpose so that the benefit will continue. And if there is a person who is really in need, he can use that thing and he can benefit from that system. How many times you find people who do not have a job? They have families. They have responsibilities of taking care of their families. They have responsibilities of paying their bills. They have to do a lot of things, a lot of responsibilities, and every person has a lot of responsibilities nowadays. And when these people find any type of halal earning where they might have to work harder, they don't take the job. They would rather be dependent on others than taking this job where they would have to work very hard. And they will continue being dependent on others. They will keep on looking for another job, but a job that where they won't have to work too hard and make more money. This is not a good habit of a mu'min. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and he tells us in this hadith very clearly, that he does not expect from his followers to do anything of this kind, that just continue being dependent on others and try to get more from others, try to make others spend on you, and you don't take the right job. You don't take a job where you have to work harder. Take the job. Meanwhile, keep on looking for something else. But here there is another very important point. There is hadith in Ibn Majah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in that hadith, a person who have a source of halal earning, he has a job where he earns halal, and that thing is just enough for him to survive. This person, for no reason, leaves this job and gets another job, and the only purpose of leaving this and getting into another one is because he will be making more money there. That's the only purpose. Otherwise, he's happy there, and he's able to make his halal earning here. He's able to fulfill the rights of Allah and rights of people over here while being in that position. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if he will leave this job and will go to another one, he will not have barakah in the other job. A very important hadith. Many people we find around us, they really ruin their lives. They ruin their futures just because they are always looking for a higher paid job. If they are somewhere Where they make $1,000, they will be looking another place where they can make $2,000, $1,500, $1,300. I'll take it. And when he gets over there, of course, this is the criteria in his life. So now, he went there for $1,300. At another place, someone says, come to me, I'll give you $1,400. So he leaves this one and he goes over there. These people will never have a stable mind. These people will never be able to get set at one place and just have a halal, peaceful earning. Their mind is always disturbed because they are always looking for a higher paid job and they are always looking for more earning, more wealth, and this person never gets satisfied in his life. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is advising us that once you have a halal job, which is enough for you to survive, then don't just keep on looking right and left. Don't keep on thinking about everywhere else in the world. Just stay wherever you are. And don't run here and there hoping that you will get another $100 extra at another place. And whether it's 100 or 1,000 or 1,000,000. If a person will always run for this, then he will never be able to have a peace of mind because this person is always thinking for more wealth, more money. He's never satisfied in his life. In other words, the person is selling his personality for money. He's selling his personality and himself for some dollars. So this person worth these many dollars. And another person, I have heard it from a person, myself, who wanted to employ a person. So I asked him, I said, do you think he will come to you? I don't think he will come to your place to work for you. He said, I know the trick. I said, what? He said, I'll offer him about $100 or $200 extra and he'll come. Because that person has sold his personality. People know that you buy this person for $100, for $200. So that person's value is only through money. And this is all how people regard him in this life. That he will be with you, he will deal with you according to how much you pay him. And this is something very bad to do it to ourselves, that we worth some dollars. Our value should be such that people should know, and we make it sure to the people in the world that there is no amount of wealth in the world that can buy us. Our personality has to be such that some smile, some gift, little laughing will not buy us. Sometimes you buy people by some gifts. We find it in Quran. When a bird from the army of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was missing, and later on he informed Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam that I have seen a queen, as the Mufassireen have mentioned that her name was Bilqis. He says, I have seen a queen who's ruling a large number of people. She has a great kingdom. It's a long story. Going to the main point, that queen, when she got the letter of Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, she said to her people, وَإِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٌ فَنَاظِرَةٌ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. I will be sending a gift to him. And let's see what these people will say who are taking the gift to him. She informed them that once you give them the gift, see what are his feelings. What does it say when he takes the gift? When he sees the gift, those gifts were very valuable, very expensive gifts. She sent the gifts to him. And now she is trying Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam if he would take the gifts. She knows this is a person who's running after wealth. He's running after money. He's running after kingdom. He's running just after name and fame. And I can buy this person by sending some gifts to him. And if he won't accept the gift, he won't give any importance to our gifts, that simply means this is a person who really means what he says. He means what he says. And we cannot buy this person through gifts. Then we will really have to think about this person. If he will take the gifts, then we have a war with him. We can take care of this man. But if this is not that type of person, if he is not a type of person who's running after these things, then we cannot buy this person. Then we won't be able to buy this person through these gifts. Then we will have to really think about the person, because he has a different personality. He has a strong personality. He means what he says. If we look back into the history of Islam, throughout the history, you will find that the people who were most harmful to Islam were those who sold their personality for some wealth and for some worldly gain. The non-Muslims always tried this. Just try to buy some key people. People on a very high position. Buy those people by sending them some gifts. By offering something to them. And nowadays, you know what they do? They would invite some people in their meetings to honor those people that we invited you. By inviting you to our meeting, we have honored you. They would buy people by just invitation to their meetings. They will buy people by just showing them some hopes. This is what we would do for you. That is what we would do for you. We will help you. Give them some nice smiles. They try to buy people in these ways. And not only today, we find this thing from the very beginning days of Islam. I just remember, it reminded me of a very important hadith. When Ka'b bin Malik radiyallahu anhu, along with some other sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'een, he missed the battle of Tabuk. He could not join the battle of Tabuk. And the punishment was sent for these three sahaba ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, do you know the punishment? That no one is allowed to talk to these people. Even if they would say salam, don't reply to their salam. If they talk to you, don't talk back to them. No one in the whole town, none of the Muslims, were allowed to talk to these people. So now these people are walking on the streets. They try to talk to people, no one will talk to them. They go to the masjid, and they try to talk to the people in the masjid, no one would talk to them. One of these people was Ka'b bin Malik radiyallahu anhu, who was the youngest of the three. Ka'b bin Malik radiyallahu anhu says, one day I was walking in the streets of Medina Munawwara and I was in the market. Someone was asking for me that who is Ka'b bin Malik? So that person is going around in the streets and asking that who is Ka'b bin Malik? So people pointed towards me that that man walking there, he is Ka'b bin Malik. So that person came to me. I found out that this person is not a Muslim. He's a Christian. He introduced himself to me that he is sent by King Hercules, superpower of those days. There were two superpowers, Roman and Persian Empire. He came from the Roman Empire, from the superpower, with a message, with a letter from the king, saying to Ka'b, "O Ka'b, why don't you come to us? بَلَغَنَا أَنَّ صَاحِبَكَ قَدْ جَفَاكَ." I got the news. He's sitting over there. They don't have TVs. They don't have radio stations. They don't have any of these means of transferring the information. They don't have this media. Yet, they are keeping all the information of things that are going on in Medina Munawwara. بَلَغَنَا أَنَّ صَاحِبَكَ قَدْ جَفَاكَ. I came to know that your master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't want to talk to you anymore. فَالْحَقْ بِنَا نُوَاسِكَ. Come to us. We'll take care of you. We won't be, وَالْعِيَازُ بِاللَّهِ. He's trying to say that we won't be rude to you. You won't see this type of behavior from us. We'll be nice to you. Come to us. Don't stay with those type of people who don't even want to talk to you. What is it that you're going to do in Medina now? You became Muslim for him. You believed in him. And now he doesn't even want to talk to you. Come to us. Ka'b radiyallahu anhu said a great example for all of us. What did he do? There was a person who was doing some work just close by and he had some fire. He took that letter that is from the king who's inviting him to go to his kingdom and he's going to give him everything that he needs. We'll give you everything. Come to us. The king is inviting him. We'll give you a nice house to live, rides, wealth, everything. You don't have to worry about nothing that you have there. Come and live with us. We'll give you everything. Ka'b radiyallahu anhu put that letter into the fire. He burned it in the fire. And now he says to that man, that go back to your king and tell him that this is the reply of your letter. What is the reply? That I have burned his letter. This is the value of his letter. And this is the reply. That's all. There's nothing I can say about the situation. Tell him that this is the reply. He set a good example for us. That you cannot buy me by offering me some wealth, some smile, your nice words and talks will not buy me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my master and I believe in him. Even if he won't talk to me, still he's my master, still he's my prophet. How clearly he's telling us that don't sell your personality. You are not that cheap. You are not a cheap person that you can be bought for a house, for a car, for some wealth, for some of this worldly gain. We can't be that cheap. And really, if we have that type of personality, then there is nothing in the world that can buy us. Nothing in the world that will be able to buy us. So this is what we need to develop in our souls. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is pointing this point in the hadith. That a person who doesn't have anything, and he knows that there are people who would give it to him, He can just go and talk to those people and they might give it to him. Yet it's better for this man not to go and ask those people for it. Not to go and beg those people. Still, this person's responsibility is go and get a little work. And he's giving us an example of a very hard work with a very little earning. A very hard work with a very little earning. That take her off. Go into the jungle. And now instead collecting wood. Breaking the trees. And you might get hurt while you're breaking the trees. There are a lot of thorns over there. Now you will be carrying all of that wood on your back. All the way coming from the jungle back to the city. Trying to find people who need some firewood. And selling that wood to these people. How much you are going to get by all of that wood that you have collected in hours. By spending hours in the jungle. And then all of this effort of collecting it, breaking it, and now carrying it on your back and coming back to the market and finding the people who would need it and then selling it to them. It won't get you too much. Yet, with a little money that you get from there, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, is better than begging people for it and trying to get it from people, although you know that people will give it to you if you would tell them, although you know that people will help you in getting it if you would tell them, don't do that. Just do it for yourself and earn your own wealth by your own means and earn it for yourself. Don't try to get it from others without doing any work. A very important point. This keeps our personality. This thing will develop our personality. This thing will make people understand that this is a person that you cannot buy him for any money, for any wealth, for anything that you can offer him. If we don't have that type of personality, and we start selling ourselves cheap, in no time, this person will have no value in the eyes of people. People will have no value for this person whatsoever. Once a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Ya Rasulullah, we don't have any food at home. No food at home, Ya Rasulullah. Please, give me some sadaqat. Give me something from the sadaqat that you have, people give you the zakah to distribute it to the poor people. Give me some of that zakat, Ya Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked this man, do you have anything at home? No, Ya Rasulullah, nothing. What is it? You must have something in your house. Yes, Ya Rasulullah. All I have at my home is, I have one plate and one sheet. That's all. One plate and one sheet. That sheet, they would use it for sitting on it. They would spread it on the ground and sit on it. It will be just like their carpet. They will sleep on half of the sheet and cover themselves with the other half, which means that same sheet is their mattress and is their blanket. If they take a shower to dry themselves, they have nothing. They will use that same sheet, that's their towel. If they have women coming at their home and they have to have a separation in the house, that same sheet will be the curtain for them. Just one sheet at home. Imagine how many sheets we have. Just bed sheets. And then, if we start looking at mattress, our pillows, this person doesn't have a pillow at home. This is all he has, one sheet. Blankets that we have, curtains, and towels, Just think about these things. And all what that Sahabi has at his home is one sheet and one plate, not one set. For us, if one cup will break out of the set, the whole set is going into the garbage, we'll buy another set. If we lose one plate out of the set, we will not use a different type of plate. This set has to go to the garbage. Buy another one. Everything has to be matching. And if it doesn't match with the rest of the things that we have, we don't have any need for it. Put it in the storage, throw it away, or give it to the poor people. They will use it. This Sahabi says, I have one sheet and one plate. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell him? He said, go and bring them. Go and bring them. And now when that Sahabi, he brought those, and I think, if I remember correctly, he asked him to bring just the plate. And he brought the plate. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the masjid, he announced it to Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhi wa jama'een. Man yashtari hadha? Who will buy this plate? One of the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, I would buy it for one dirham. In other words, you may call it for a dollar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Man yaziz? Who will give more? Just like an auction. Exactly. This is where we get the proof for the auction. That it's halal. Man yaziz? Who will give more? And another sahabi said, Ya Rasulullah, I will give 2 dirham, which means $2. So he gave it to that sahabi who was paying the $2. The higher bidder got it. So he gave it to him for $2. Now, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took those 2 dirhams from the sahabi and he gave it to this man who came to ask for zakat. He gave it to him. He said, for 1 dirham, buy some food for your family. Something that you and your family can eat. It should be enough. For 1 dirham, you should be able to get something to eat. For the other dirham, go and buy an axe. But of course, buy it without having the handle in it because it will be more expensive. So buy the cheaper one without the handle and just bring it to me after you buy it. So he went and bought an axe and he brought it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his own blessed hands, he got a piece of wood, he put it into that axe, he made it a handle for the axe, now he gave it to the Sahabi. He said, now go to the jungle. Go to the jungle and keep on collecting wood and coming back and selling it into the market. I don't want to see you for 10 days. For 10 days, don't come and talk to me. Yes, come and do the salah and keep on you doing your work. Keep on working, which simply means he's telling him, work hard for 10 days. I don't want you to come and spend any time with me to learn, to talk, nothing. Just keep on coming. Come to the masjid, do your salah and go. 10 days, work very hard. And after 10 days, come and tell me your situation. After 10 days, that person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, now I have 10 dirham. In the beginning, all of his wealth, everything he had was $2. Now he has 10. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he advised him that now you keep on working in this way, increasing your wealth this way, is better for you than coming and looking for zakat and sadaqat and charities and begging people. That is better for you to do it in that way. And just earn for yourself. This tells us how important it is for us that we work for our souls. And whatever we have to spend on ourselves and on our families, we just do it for our souls. We just go and work for our souls. We don't expect it from others. We don't think that, I'll mention to people my needs and then they will do it for me. If I go and talk to that person, he would do it for me. We have to be hard-working people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved those sahaba who were very hard-working, who were making their own living and then spending the rest of the day in learning deen and seeking the knowledge of deen. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith. In other hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to give us the importance of it, he said, كَانَ دَاوُودُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ لَا يَأْكُلُ إِلَّا مِنْ عَمَلِ يَدِهِ. Now he's encouraging us, giving us the example of prophets of Allah. He says, Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam never used to eat anything except what he has earned with his own hands. He worked for himself and he would earn it, and that is the only thing that he would eat. He would not eat for things that people will come and just give it to him. He did not want to eat anything like of that kind. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Kana Zakariya alayhi salam najjara. Zakariya alayhi salatu wa sallam was a carpenter. He used to earn for himself. He used to work hard and earn for himself. Kana Zakariya alayhi salam najjara. So it's not that because he was a prophet, he would just depend on people. People will give me the gifts anyway. And there were many kings, many rulers in the history of Islam who were working for themselves in spite of being kings, in spite of being rulers. They did not want to take anything from Baytul Mal or get paid for their work that they are doing for public. Of course, a king, what is he doing? That's a job by itself. To be a king is a job by itself. That this person is working for all the public. He has to take care of all the affairs of the country. A lot of responsibility. But yet, those kings, they wanted to do the work for themselves and just earn whatever little they can, make a little time and earn by working with their own hands. As is very well known in the histories about one of the great rulers, Alamgir, who used to make his living in two ways. He was the king. And all the rulers before him, they were getting millions and zillions of dollars from the Baytul Mal, from the government. But this king, he pledged himself that he is not going to take anything from Baytul Mal. He is not going to be paid for whatever work he's doing as a king and for the people. That he will do it only for the sake of Allah. And he used to spare a little time that he used to make hats with his own hands. He used to make hats with his own hands. And he would write Quran with his hands. In those days, they did not have too many printing presses. So he used to write the Quran with his hands and sell those Qurans and sell the hats to make his living. And this is a king. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, مَا أَكَلَ أَحَدٌ طَعَامًا قَطُّ خَيْرًا مِنْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ مِنْ عَمَلِ يَدِهِ. No one eats anything, any food which is better than eating from something that you have earned it yourself. Of course, when we are invited or we get gifts from others, it's not that we are not supposed to eat those. That's a pure and halal earning also. But as long as we don't keep on looking for it, that person should be giving me something today. And especially, there are people who do some work, and after finishing the work, they hope, they keep on looking for getting something back. It's not a payment. It's not a salary. He's getting his own salary, whether he's getting it or not. But he's hoping that, you know, I should be getting something from it. We go for Salat Taraweeh. Many people go to lead Taraweeh prayer. And at the end of the month of Ramadan, now the Imam Sahib is waiting. The gift should be coming very soon. And not only that, the waiting, they are waiting for the gift to come soon. There is a hope of certain number also. And he gets an envelope, you know, very nicely. A brother comes and says, this is for you. He says, no, mashallah, you know. And he puts it in his pocket. And now he's waiting to get a chance to go and count how much it is in there. Later on, he opens the envelope and he finds out that it's only $500. It's only $500. And these are all wealthy people. They spend so much on themselves and this and this. You know, at least they should have given $1,000. Hopes. And this wealth becomes haram for us to use, to use a single penny of it. It becomes haram for us to use because we are looking forward to get that gift for the service that we have provided for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a salary. It's haram to get a salary for leading salah. It's haram. Just to lead the salah and get the salary for leading salah, and just to recite Quran and get the salary for reciting Quran, is haram. Yes, if a person is teaching children for the time that is sparing, he's teaching adults, he's having classes, and for the time that he spends for these things, he gets paid for those for his time, is halal. But just to get us money for leading the salah, it's haram. Get a money just for reciting Quran and people will hear your recitation and getting money. It's haram. And we keep on hoping to get it at the end of the month, and then we have special expectations. All of this is haram. And this is just one of the examples. Otherwise, we may run people in different fields, run into many of these type of situations that they are looking forward to get something, whereas they know is not a salary, is not an agreement, is not something they're supposed to get it. But traditionally, yes, these people should give me something. That is not allowed. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that no one eats anything better than what he earns with his own hands. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Talabul halal فَرِيضَةٌ بَعْدَ الْفَرِيضَةِ. Earning halal is one of the fara'id, one of the responsibilities that we have on our shoulders, is seeking the halal wealth. فَرِيضَةٌ بَعْدَ الْفَرِيضَةِ. But as it is a fariḍa, like we have many other fara'id, salah is fard, zakat is fard, hajj is fard, fasting is fard, same thing, earning halal is fard on us, so that we will refrain from begging and will refrain from haram. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes another point also very clear, that faridatun ba'da al-faridah. It's fard, but after the other fara'id. Don't miss the salah and earn. Don't miss fasting and earn. Don't miss other responsibilities and earn. As many people will say, oh, you know, because even earning halal is fard, this is why he goes to that job where he misses Salat al-Jum'ah, he misses all of his prayers, and he feels that this is doing something halal, and it's fard, so he's getting reward for earning there. It's all haram. It's haram for him to work over there where he has to miss the salah, he has to miss the fara'id of Islam, just because he's earning there, because he's working there. It's haram to work there. So, is faridah, but it's a faridah after the other fara'id. It's not a faridah that will allow us to neglect other fara'id. It will come after those fara'id. And this is the second point that I said Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have pointed out in these ahadith. Inshallah, we will talk about the detail of this point in our next session, that how important it is to earn halal and make sure that each and every penny that comes to us, each and every piece that goes into our mouth, each and every drop that gets into our mouth is from halal. Inshallah, we'll talk about it in our next sessions. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.